Life Audio.
Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in heaven. No matter what is going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we will pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for When You Feel Left Out, written and read by Emily Rose Massey. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. Recently, I had trouble getting past some disappointment of not being invited to a special wedding with some younger friends from our church. I found myself growing jealous and resentful when I saw photos of who else was invited. What? They haven't known them as long as we have, and they were invited? I mentioned my frustrations to my husband, and he encouraged me to talk to God about it, so it didn't begin to affect my heart to the point where I became embittered towards our friends. In times like these, it is very easy for offense to take root, and if we are not careful, we begin to see and treat people differently. Even though it wasn't the end of the world that we didn't receive an invitation to this occasion, it was very obvious and simple to me. I was still dealing with rejection, and this situation triggered it once again. I felt left out. I was transported back to 6th grade when I spent many days in the cafeteria sitting by myself eating my lunch alone because I wasn't asked to sit by anyone. Yet, in this disappointment, I was reminded that there is a friend that sticks closer than a brother. One who has unreliable friends soon comes to ruin, but there is a friend who sticks closer than a brother. Proverbs 18:24. Although Proverbs 18:24 doesn't necessarily say that friend is Jesus, I know that he will always be there for me even when everyone else fails me. Scripture tells us that God never leaves us or forsakes us in Deuteronomy 31, verse 6. This truth from the Old Testament about our never-changing God is also stated again as a reminder in Hebrews 13, along with this powerful truth that people will fail us and people may reject us, but we should not fear, for God is on our side. He is our helper. When we face rejection from others, we must remember that Jesus understands more than anyone what rejection feels like, as he is very familiar with it himself. Many people rejected Jesus and continued to do so while he was here on earth. Even one of his very own disciples, Judas, rejected him and betrayed him. And just a couple hours later, another one of his closest disciples, Peter, rejected knowing him. 3 times to be exact. Aren't you so thankful for Jesus' forgiveness when we turn our backs on him? He gives us so many opportunities to repent and make things right in our relationship with him. His mercies towards us are new every single morning. Oh, what love! The Lord understands our pain regarding rejection, and his arms are open wide. So let us be quick to draw near to him. Lo, he is always with you, even to the end of the age. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, you know my heart and see my pain before I ever speak a word. But you long for me to make my request known to you by being honest and intentional in seeking you first no matter what. Help me to remember that you are near to the brokenhearted and that I can run into your safety when I feel crushed by my circumstances and disappointments. I know you alone can satisfy my soul and more than any other relationship in my life. Thank you for setting the lonely in families and for calling me your child. I don't want to hold onto this pain of rejection. I want to heal from the wounds of those who have hurt me intentionally or unintentionally. I choose to forgive. Your son was rejected even by you for a moment when he took the punishment of sin out of love for me. Thank you, Jesus, for being the friend I need who sticks by me no matter what. I love you, Lord. Thank you for always loving me and never leaving me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Have you ever wondered about the meaning of life? Good and evil? Heaven and hell? C.S. Lewis, the beloved author of The Chronicles of Narnia, wasn't afraid to ask these big questions, and his answers, filled with wit and wisdom, have inspired millions. Now, you can explore Lewis's profound insights on Christianity with Dr. Michael Ward, a leading C.S. Lewis scholar, in our free online course. Dr. Ward will guide you through Lewis's thoughts on faith, conversion, suffering, and more. You'll even learn about Lewis's own journey from skeptic to believer. This course is perfect for anyone seeking a deeper understanding of Christianity. Ready to transform your understanding and deepen your faith? Text the word Lewis to 94878 to register. Don't miss out on this incredible opportunity to connect with the timeless wisdom of C.S. Lewis. Text LEWIS to 94878 now and join us as we journey through the captivating insights of one of Christianity's most impactful voices. That's right, the C.S. Lewis on Christianity course is completely free. Once more, just text Lewis to 94878.